Now, interestingly, the subject of hate speech and fake news is going to be discussed here in the European Parliament. It just shows you how many, I suppose, the level of concern people have now about this whole social media, fake news, hate speech, and indeed it's in the mainstream media as well. And the MEPs are going to discuss how the EU can better respond to this. How can the EU deal with this?
Well, I think it's important that it's on the agenda, because you rightly asked the question, how do you deal with this in an era where everybody is a journalist and has access to their own outlets for their own ideas, or indeed can respond on my Facebook, not always complimentary, and how do you control that level of anonymity that allows people say something through social media that they wouldn't say face to face? And I think the first thing you do, and that's what the Parliament is doing, is you raise it, you debate it, and you make the public and ourselves aware that there are certain things that are unacceptable, and you get a conversation going. If we don't address it, if we don't have a debate and a conversation about this, then it just escalates to a place where there are no barriers and no boundaries to what is said and done. And that leads beyond words to awful actions. And we're seeing not just hate speech, but we're seeing people attacked, for example, in the streets because of their ethnicity. So if we don't address it, I think we would be very negligent. But are there solutions immediately to us? There are not. But I do think that those companies that are involved in social media are beginning to realise that they have a responsibility as well to monitor and to check and to put in place systems that allow the public and others to be able to verify what's news and what's not. But I think you make another point, that it's not just social media. We do see, and if you look at the Brexit debate, for example, there were some pretty horrific headlines used during that referendum campaign, and even this week around the whole Gibraltar question, that would stimulate anger in one side of the debate and upset on my side of the debate, that this can be used in a way to polarise society. So fake news and aggressive commentary, bordering on violent commentary, I mean, does feed into politics and it debases politics. So I think out of this debate, we're going to have to see what exactly we can do, but it is an important step that we're taking.